Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Examining wrestling stories and matches through the eyes of game plans, adjustments, intangibles, and analytics. This is The Series. Previously, CM Punk got his first AEW win under his belt, defeating Darby Allin at AEW All Out 2021. Stylistically, Allin was a great first opponent for a student of the game like Punk, and he used the 7-year layoff and lack of film to his advantage. With his first big win under him and more victories to follow, the true test of Punk's return wouldn't come until AEW Full Gear 2021. Eddie Kingston is a different breed of wrestler. The last of a dying breed, some might say. Kingston has been through everything and never reached the top of the mountain. He's not a cakewalk, but he's a guy you need to defeat if you have championship aspirations. Kingston not only makes for a tough stylistic matchup in the ring, he's unnerved on the microphone. Punk has made a career of getting in the heads of opponents before the match. Not Eddie Kingston. If Punk pushed a button, Kingston knew the button to push in response. The mental warfare between the two was rather straightforward, because both men believed they were in the right. Kingston believed Punk was fooling everyone, that the nice guy act would be dropped the moment someone looked at him the wrong way, and Kingston had no problem looking at him sideways. For Punk, he just wanted more out of Kingston, believing that he could have been a championship performer if he just applied himself. Punk was by far the more accomplished wrestler, and pound for pound, the better overall wrestler. But Kingston's determination, his ability to muck it up, his hard-hitting style, and his unwillingness to budge or be deterred is what makes him a nightmare opponent for guys like Punk or any championship-level wrestler. The tension going into this match was at an all-time high. Punk was no longer in the honeymoon period. He was about to be challenged by a guy who punches you in the mouth and begs you to kill him in order to beat him. From the moment he steps into the arena, this is a different CM Punk. Fight shorts, no posing at the top of the ramp, focus in his eyes. With Darby Allin, Punk was soaking in the moment, happy to be back and doing what he loves in front of his hometown against an opponent where he could showcase himself. With Eddie Kingston, he knows he's facing a different animal. Punk is ready to fight immediately, which is an advantage for Kingston as Punk is typically cooler and calmer. He's an IQ wrestler and he's been taken out of his game by the words of Kingston. Before the bell rings, Eddie hits Punk with the spinning back fist. It's a knockout blow, but it doesn't matter and is a mistake on Kingston's part. Allin proved that wrestlers can have success in the striking department against Punk. Kingston is a heavy-handed striker and lands his best strike, but doing so before the bell is a miscalculation that shows as much as Kingston might be in the head of Punk, Punk is also in the head of Kingston. A defiant Punk is awake, ready for the bell to ring, but he's at an early disadvantage as Kingston is on the attack immediately. Kingston is biting, punching, headbutting, and ripping at the ear of Punk, showing that the rules are meant to be fucked, and he's here to maim his opponent. Despite getting rocked early, Punk turns things around relatively quickly as Kingston takes too long to get back in the ring and Punk pounces. Speed is where Punk can shine. He didn't have the speed advantage against Allin, but managed to use Allin's speed against him. Punk lacks the power that Kingston has in his strikes, but he has the quicker attacks. Kingston turns the tide with an exploder suplex and continues to batter Punk with heavy strikes in the corner. Punk regains the advantage when Kingston turns his back after knocking him down again. This is the second time Kingston has gotten too comfortable with his own handiwork, allowing Punk to capitalize. The knock on Kingston has been his ability to win the big one. Early on, Kingston seems almost overwhelmed by the moment. The crowd is on his side against arguably the biggest star in the company and one of the most beloved figures in wrestling history, and Kingston doesn't seem to know how to deal with it. For Punk, he remains focused. He's not in his hometown of Chicago or wrestling a weaker opponent. He's in a fight where the crowd isn't 100% behind him. That doesn't bother him. He's been in these kind of fights before, and as long as Kingston is still moving, he's locked in on his target. It's a credit to Punk's IQ and experience to refocus himself after he entered the ring hot and got rocked early. The two men fight on the apron, and Punk gets the advantage with his feet. Along with being a faster striker, Punk is also more diverse. He'll mix in kicks, while Eddie typically sticks with throwing hands. Punk slams Eddie's hand on the steps, attempting to take away one of Eddie's biggest weapons. It immediately pays dividends, as Eddie throws a right hand, hurting himself in the process. Should Eddie be able to hit the spinning back fist again, the sting won't quite be the same. Punk is posted and busted open, giving Eddie a target. Eddie has made it clear that he's out to hurt Punk. Now, he's made him bleed his own blood. As we've seen throughout the match, though, Eddie can't seem to keep his focus. He tries to expose the concrete, fails, and then tries a pile driver onto the mats on the outside. Punk reverses as Eddie took too much time thinking about his next plan to hurt Punk rather than just hurting Punk. Back in the ring, Punk gets a couple of shoulder tackles, ducks under a weak strike, and finishes off the combo with a back suplex. This sequence is straight out of John Cena's playbook, a concept he called the five-knuckle shuffle. Cena ran it many times during his championship runs. Punk finishes off the sequence not with a five-knuckle shuffle, but with mounted punches. The best always find a way to incorporate concepts from other champions, and Punk, who had many battles with Cena, knew that Kingston would.
This country was built on a distinctly American work ethic. But today, work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries. And with that, we sent away good jobs and diminished our capability to make things. American Giant is a clothing company that's pushing back against this tide. They make a variety of high-quality clothing and activewear, like sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more. All made right here in the USA, from growing the cotton to adding the final touches. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs for seamsters, cutters, and factory workers in towns and cities across the United States. And it's about more than an income. Jobs bring pride, purpose. They stitch people together. If all that sounds good to you, visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And expect this kind of attack. Once again, Punk shows off his in-ring IQ by throwing a new wrinkle into his offense and keeping Kingston off balance. The crowd begins chanting for Eddie, and Punk rewards them with three consecutive suplexes, which is straight out of the Eddie Guerrero playbook. Again, Punk uses a championship-winning concept, which Eddie Guerrero titled the Three Amigos. The combo also messes with the crowd, turning their chant for Kingston into legendary offense. The greatest performers of all time know how to feed off the crowd, whether they are cheering or talking trash. The crowd might not be on Punk's side at full gear, but he's still managing to use their energy as fuel. Punk gets cut off on the top rope and seems exhausted from this war of attrition, but Kingston burns himself out beating on Punk, leaving both men slumped over. The two men haven't been fighting for long, but the physicality of this match, along with the emotion and adrenaline dump, has taken its toll. A superplex serves as a break for both men, before they each find a second wind, charging at each other and throwing punches. Punk has abandoned his game plan for the time being, losing some focus and playing into Kingston's striking strength. Kingston catches Punk off guard by using his feet, but then makes a grave mistake. Like he's done so many times in the match, Kingston loses focus from the goal of winning. He wants to hurt and humiliate Punk, but victory should be the most important thing. Instead of attacking Punk when there's an opening, he taunts him, mocking his go-to-sleep pose, and, you know, jerking off like so many people do before they go to sleep. As a result, he's caught with a quick strike GTS. All the momentum Kingston had from the striking exchange has gone out the window. Kingston catches a break as he lands near the ropes, and Punk is exhausted and can't quite capitalize. Kingston goes for the Hail Mary play, swinging with everything he has on a spinning back fist, but Punk sees it coming and manages to duck. Kingston is out of it by this point, and Punk just has to regain his senses long enough to put him away. Punk does just that, damaging Kingston with forearms and elbows. It looks like he's ready to put him away, but the crowd boos, and Punk prolongs things by hitting a series of knees. Once again, Punk proves why he's one of the greats by feeding off the crowd. Typically the hero since he's returned, Punk is in a hostile environment at full gear, and he's going to savor sending the crowd home angry. Punk finally puts Kingston away with the go to sleep, securing his second big pay-per-view victory since returning to the ring. Punk's face at the end of the match says it all. His bout with Darby Allin lasted 16 minutes and 40 seconds. After the match, he seemed fresh, not expending much energy. Though he took damage from the high-impact offense of Allin, he worked a smart bout where he used Allin's high-risk style against him. It was his first match in over 7 years, but he paced himself and didn't miss a beat. The match with Kingston was 11 minutes and 9 seconds, but Punk looks like he just went through an Iron Man match. He's bloody, he's breathing heavy, and he knows how hard he had to dig down to pick up the victory. Kingston is a matchup nightmare for championship performers, and why so many don't want to meet him in the ring. He's a grit and grind wrestler, who is only going to hit you with everything he has and force you to exhaust yourself to beat him. It's a style that has yet to produce a major championship despite his years in the game, but one that champions want to avoid because of the wear and tear it puts on their bodies. The difference between Kingston and a championship-level performer like Punk was shown in this match. While Kingston has the style to be a champion, the mental mistakes were too much for him to overcome against Punk, who has a ton of championship and big moment experience. Punk was focused on beating Kingston, while Kingston wasn't focused enough in that department. He was seemingly overwhelmed by the fact that he was actually in the ring and on this stage with the great CM Punk. Punk's pre-match words rang true once the match was over. How am I going to beat Eddie Kingston? The question is, how is Eddie Kingston going to beat himself? Every championship performer has to survive a test like Kingston in their career. Punk knew the kind of match he was getting into and came prepared for such. Whatever game plan he had, whether it was going after the taped shoulder of Kingston or limiting his power by attacking his hand, went out the window thanks to the attack of Kingston. Punk took advantage of the mistakes that have plagued Eddie's career, used the crowd to lift him when he was seemingly running on fumes, and found just enough energy to win. It was the kind of test Punk needed after his victory over Allin to prove that he was still the best in the world. The numbers from our friends at Pro Wrestling Musings show that Punk outstruck Kingston thanks to his speed and outgrappled him as well. Kingston had success when he was able to dirty things up, as evidenced by the fouls advantage, but the taunts show just how often he lost his focus. With this victory, Punk moved to 6-0 in AEW, including two big wins on pay-per-view. He moved another step closer to his goal of being AEW World Champion, but he needed to climb over the pinnacle to actually get there. Next time on the series, Punk would continue to rack up victories over lesser competition as he came face-to-face with a man who idolized him. Before they met in the ring, a massive obstacle would be thrown in his way.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.